Senator John Bozeman this morning. A little confusion out there. There's a SBA loan out there, and now there's the $2 trillion stimulus. That's two different programs, isn't it?
Well, the SBA loan program is part of the $2 trillion.
Okay.
Let me break it down a little bit as to what we were trying to do. First thing was to attack the virus. We've got to get that under control so we get the economy going again. So lots of money in there for vaccine, discovery. Lots of money for discovery for an effective treatment. The personal protective gear has been a real problem. Again, dollars there, telehealth, things like that. So, and then the other aspect, so we had that aspect of the bill, the $2 trillion, and then relief for families. And that has to do with checks, $1,200 for individuals, $2,400 for families, $500 for children. That's not about stimulating the economy. That's about, for so many people now that have been laid off or fired or whatever, which is just a huge number, it's getting them by. You know, it's allowing them to continue to pay their rent. Short term, those kind of things. We also beefed up unemployment insurance, did little things like delay student loans for 6 months without interest. That'll help some people. And then what you're referring to, the SBA loans, and those are designed in such a way that you can obtain a loan, and if you use it for things like payroll, rent, utilities, the money of that loan that you use in regard to those things is actually forgiven. So it's really a good deal for particularly small business. And what we want is, once this thing settles down and we beat the virus, we want to have jobs to go back to in the sense of having healthy businesses. So this is just a way to help prop them up till we get through this thing.
You know, it passed the Senate 96 to nothing. That was quite a feat right there.
That's remarkable. It really is. And we had the other members out that were ill or self-quarantined because of different circumstances, but we would have had 100-0 vote. So it really was remarkable, Bob, and it showed that last couple of days, you almost had a 9/11 atmosphere in the sense of people coming together for the common purpose of getting this done. Because time really is of the essence. The longer this goes on, the longer the harder it becomes in propping things up. So I was really pleased. Now, I don't know exactly what's going to happen in the House, how they're going to get it done, but I suspect they'll get it done today, possibly tomorrow, but certainly in the next day or so.
How do you go about obtaining all this information?
Well, as soon as they pass the bill, then what that does is we really can't give information specifics now in the sense that it's not law yet. So once they pass it in the House, then immediately you'll see a lot of entities, small business, the banks, Treasury, all of those will start flooding the airwaves, using people like you, using vehicles. To get the information out.
Well, all businesses, can anyone apply, a business owner?
Yes, no, very much so. Okay. And what we're doing, Bob, is we're using existing, the key to this is getting it done now. The government's not very good at that. And so what we're doing is using existing entities. We're working with Treasury and the IRS. Again, that's set up, and you know they've got access to all kinds of files and businesses and people. Small business, same way, association, that organization, that Department of Government, same thing. They've got access. We're working through the banks for delivery. So, again, in doing that, hopefully this will be a matter of days and weeks. Versus setting up some huge government program that might start take a year and a half to actually make any difference. But yeah, no, the But the, you know, the average bank certain, I'm sorry, the average business certainly needs to apply, and probably what they'd want to do is even start visiting with their banker now.
Okay, so that'd be your first step. If you're a business owner, probably if you're a business owner, probably your first step is talk to your banker.
Yes, sir. I think so. I would touch base even today. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I think that, and then again, well, as soon as this actually becomes law, and we know it is, but you know, it has to be a law before the agencies can step forward and really start pushing out the information.
Also, you're setting aside something like $130 billion for hospitals and $150 billion for state and local governments. Hospitals need that right now, don't they?
The hospitals desperately need it. I've talked to the Arkansas Hospital Association on several occasions, really just continuously, because little things crop up. No, they're being inundated. And, you know, you don't think about it, Bob. Medical providers make a living on elective things, different elective surgeries. You know, you don't have to have that knee fixed, you know, many times. You don't have to have this and that. Appendicitis, things, emergency things you do, most things you can put off. And so all of those things have been canceled. And as a result, it's really hard on hospitals. They make their living on elective surgeries. They've also been asked to clean their beds out as best they can, not allow anybody in there that's really not an emergency, to protect them from getting the virus, but also to have those beds available. So as a result, their cash flow is really down. So yes, it's really important to make sure that our hospitals have the resources that they need. The other problem is that, you know, our local governments, county governments, state government, they're really having cash flow problems too, because they depend on sales tax and things like that.
Yeah, Arkansas is in a special session right now, setting aside extra money surplus money.
They are, because, you know, we have a balanced budget amendment, and so they have to pay their bills, which is a good thing. But, you know, in a time like this, you know, nobody has really envisioned the United States economy coming to just a total standstill. And not only ours, really worldwide. Every industrialized nation in the world is in the same situation we are. So we're really in uncharted waters, and that's why people came together to figure out, you know, what can we do? How can we be of help to try and lessen this as much as we can and get us through a tough time?
On another note, I know you're pushing people to make sure you fill out their census, right?
Yeah, the census. It's important, Bob. If you're not counted, you're not there. And so your local communities, your county doesn't get the turnback dollars. And so everybody that lives there, then you're, you know, the county government, city government gets so much money when things are divvied up. So it's really important. We're going to have so many counties that actually are going to lose population. Probably over half of our counties in Arkansas are rural counties, and they're already having a tough time to begin with because of lack of resources. So we need to count everybody that we can find that is eligible so that we can bolster that as much as we can.
Yeah, and your office announced that members of your staff will host some special mobile events, office events, around the state, so when they do.
Yeah, no, we're trying to do our part, and again, this really is, these things have kind of been overshadowed by, you know, the economic calamity and the health risks that were going on, but they are important, and we have to get them done.
You know, it's, what was it, 6 weeks ago, price of oil was $50 a barrel. Today it's $22.
Yeah, yeah.
It happens fast when it happens now.
It does, and that would be the absolute biggest story out there right now if it weren't for all of these other things. And, you know, it's kind of been overshadowed, but for the state of Arkansas, the state of Oklahoma, which is such an oil-producing state, a huge hit to their revenue. You get down in those dollars, you want, you know, as drivers and users of energy, we want things to be as cheap as we as they possibly can, but things get too cheap, and you know, simply they can't produce, and then all of that industry shuts down. That's kind of where we're at right now. We've got it's almost like a gasoline war in town, you know, with the different grocery stores, not, you know, that sell gas, and you know, all of the gas stations, you know, fighting each other to lower the price in the old days. Well, now it's Russia and Saudi Arabia are trying to force each other out of the market, and it's an absolute mess.
Senator, again, thank you very much for visiting with us this morning. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, the only other thing I'd say is that this thing, the only way to fight it, the best way to fight it is the social distancing. I'm not really concerned about myself. You know, I'm taking care of myself. My greatest fear, though, is getting it and then giving it to somebody else that's, you know, has some sort of a pre-existing condition or is more susceptible to this that really has the opportunity to cause them great harm. So we need to think of ourselves and take care of ourselves, but we also need to take care of other people. That's what it's all about. That's why Arkansas is such a great place to live, is that we do think in those times. And look for the information. We'll be helping to push information out. I know that you all will through your station regarding the benefits in this law as soon as we get it passed, so that we can do our best. It's all about taking care of families and communities, and that's what all this stuff is designed. Just going to take everybody working together.
Senator, you're a strong voice here in Washington for Arkansas, and we appreciate it.
We appreciate you so much, and hopefully this thing will settle down soon, and I'll be in your studio again eating a donut with you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Take care. Appreciate you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Senator John Bozeman this morning, and we appreciate him taking the time to give us a call and tell us what's going on. 22 after 9 o'clock.